I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
When a teenager does something bad, like really bad, who should get the blame? The teenager, 100%. The parent 100%, or both the parent and the teenager? Call us or text us 916-909-1065, 909-1065. We want and need your calls on your show, because this is based off of something that has absolutely happened here in the Sacramento area. Katie, what are the details of this story? We're not going to say the school.
We're not going to say the school. A local high school, on the kind of freshman orientation day, a bunch of freshmen after the orientation, I believe it was after, went next door to the Starbucks that's right by the high school and, I guess, thrashed it. I saw people saying that kids were standing on tables.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's security footage of this somewhere.
I'm sure there is.
So some people are saying these kids deserve 100% of the blame. The parents shouldn't face any consequences. And the other half of the people are saying, no, the parents should also catch some of the fists for this. We want to know what your opinion is. 916-909-1065, because Katie and I don't even agree on this. Katie, where do you stand?
I think that by the time a kid is a freshman in high school, they have experienced, I recognize that their brains aren't even fully developed. I get that. But they have experienced enough life that they know that this is wrong behavior. So even if they had parents that didn't raise them right, they can tell the difference between right and wrong. And it wasn't like this was one kid with maybe some emotional problems. This was a group of kids that did this together. So this is numerous kids. The odds that every single one of those parents raised their kids so wrong that the parents should catch the blame some too seems unreasonable to me. The other thing is, I mean, I'm somebody who has older kids, so I've gone through a little bit more parenting life, but I'm sure you can agree to this as well. There have been times my kids have absolutely done things that are like, I've said to them, you were raised better than this. They are still making their own decisions at the end of the day, regardless of how they were raised. So I think the kids should have to take 100% of the heat. And then ideally their parents are bringing the hammer down on them at home as well.
See, I don't agree with that. I think that I don't trust parents. That's basically what it comes down to for me. My wife is a teacher. Most of my friends are teachers. I have seen and heard enough stories to know that parents don't give a damn when it comes to disciplining their kids.
Some parents.
It seems to be growing every year.
I can't
tell you how many times a parent has gone in there and gotten mad at a teacher because my kid is failing. It's kind of the same concept.
I know, but your wife's not coming home and telling you, this parent totally stays out of my way and has raised a great child. We're only ever talking about the really bad ones.
That is true.
In my life, and I think in your life,
yeah,
the majority of people you know, and even the majority of your kids' friends' parents, are parents that are raising their kids, right?
Yes, but I think that not disciplining the parents even a little bit, like making them financially responsible for fixing all the damage that was done, lets parents off the hook too much. Here's some text messages, though, that we got in to 909-1065. The kids are old enough to know better. However, due to their age, the parents also need to be held financially accountable. It's what I just said. Because we're talking about 14, 15-year-olds. We're not talking about 16, 17, 18-year-olds. 14, 15. Somebody said, I work with high-risk youths. I can't say what agency on air, but I've got about 18 years of just working with kids, and I say that it is on both. Yes, it falls on the parents to raise the kids to know right from wrong, but after a certain age, kids do need to also be responsible for their actions and behaviors. I totally agree with that part of it.
The school does know who these kids are, by the way.
Mm-hmm. But it happened outside of school.
There are being repercussions. Doesn't matter.
I don't think the school should discipline the kids.
Well, they are.
It happened outside of school. Like, should a kid get kicked out of school because they stole?
Kids that are part of clubs and on sports.
That's different. That's extracurricular.
They are being reprimanded, and it's like, you might not be able to play on this
team. I agree with that. That's because they have a code of conduct that goes along with that.
I mean, the school should have a code of conduct, too.
It does, but also there's a lot more tied to your education than there is for whether or not you can continue to play soccer.
Okay, but then I'm not saying you don't get your education, you don't go to school, but maybe you have to stay for 2 hours after school and clean up.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And for anybody who knows these teens or knows this story, shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.